Thou saidest eke that there be things three, the which things greatly trouble all this earth, and that no wight may endure the fourth. Oh, leave, Sir Shrew, Jesus short thy life. Yet preachest thou and sayest, a hateful wife, y reckoned, is for one of these mischances. Be there no other manner resemblances that you may liken your parables to? But if a silly wife be one of those, thou likenest eke woman's love to hell, to barren land where water may not dwell. Thou likenest it also to wild fire. The more it burns, the more it has desire to consume everything that burnt will be. Thou sayest, right as worms shend a tree, right so a wife destroyeth her husband. This knowen they that be to wives bound. Lordings, right thus, as you have understand, bore I stiffly mine old husbands on hand, that thus they said in their drunkenness, and all was false. But as I took witness on Jankin, and upon my niece also, O Lord, the pain I did them, and the woe full guiltless by God's sweet pine. For as a horse I could bite and whine, I could plain, and I was in the guilt, or else oftentime I had been spilt. Whoso that first to mill comes first grint. I plained first, so was our wary stint. They were full glad to excusen them full blithe of things of which they never a guilt their lives. Of wenches would I bear and them on hand, when that for sick they might aneither stand. Yet tickled I his heart, for that he wend that I had of him so great charity. I swore that all my walking out by night was for to spy on wenches that he dight. Under that colour had I many a mirth, for all such wit is given us in our birth. Deceit, weeping, spinning, God has give to women kindly, while that they may live. And thus of one thing I may avaunt me. At the end, I had the better in each degree, by sleight or force or by some manner thing, as by continual murmur or grouching. Namely, a bed. There hadn't they mischance. There would I chide and do them no pleasance. I would no longer in the bed abide, if that I felt his arm over my side, till he had made his ransom unto me, then would I suffer him to do his nicety.